Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the Luzerne area, Call to the Wild Predator Roundup, and one-day youth squirrel hunt, Mark Patello. How are you today, Mark?
Good, Kevin. Thanks for having us on your show today to talk about hunting.
Oh, glad to do. Hey, I always love talking hunting, and you guys have been doing this for a few years now, haven't you?
Yes, this is our fifth year. Coyotes have been growing greatly in popularity around here. They're hard on our fawn crop. They're hard on our small game. And so we're just trying to keep them in check and having a little fun in the same time in the essence of hunting.
Yeah, I like that. February 24th through the 26th are the dates for this. And people need to be a part of this by coming first to the big meeting, right?
Yes, you can hunt anywhere in the state, but you have to come to Luzerne to get your tags and have at least one person from your team there to go over the rules and the do's and the don'ts. You get your mouth tags that go in the animal's mouth and then put a band around it so that we know that we're trying to keep anybody from cheating or anything.
Yeah.
There's prizes all the way across the board. There's many, many things to get involved in, but we pay for first dog on the pole. We pay $25 for each predator on the pole, heaviest coyote, fox, bobcat, the farthest traveled, the youngest, the oldest. We do our best to give away as much as what we bring in through this time in the name of hunting.
Yeah, exactly. And what I like about it is that it's not necessarily just the biggest or the most. You guys kind of mix it up so that, hey, if you don't get as many as somebody else did, you can still win some nice prizes.
Correct. Because it's open to callers and dog hunters, the dog hunters do have a little bit of a more of an advantage. They've got less hours to hunt, but they still have dogs and a team. But we pay on mystery weight. So you could have a 20-pound fox, a 40-pound coyote, a 18-pound bobcat. Anything could win that $1,000 first-place prize.
Yeah.
You can only enter three of what you bring in. You will get paid for the most on the pole. You'll get paid for every animal on the pole. But that $1,000 prize, we hold that out so that everybody's got a fair chance.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It really does kind of even the playing field. Now, what's the cost to get involved in this?
Right now, if you get signed up, it's $40 per man, three-man team. You must hunt together as a team. You can't bring in outsiders for help, and we have that sort of on the honor system, but
sure.
We're just trying to keep this fair and level. Now, next week, it goes to $50, so you really want to get signed up now and get your team registered, and you can do it by phone, and I'll give you that phone number later on.
All right, very good. Now, that registration gets you into the hunt, but also gets you into the banquet at the end of the hunt.
Oh, we have an awesome banquet that's put on every year. Great food, tons of door prizes. Pretty much everybody leaves with a prize. The odds of you getting your money back or better are probably better than 50%. So it's a great investment. We're not doing this to make money. We're doing this to get people outside and get them excited and reward a couple of lucky hunters in the process.
I like that. The rules meeting, 6 o'clock on that Friday night. Then the awards banquet is at 3 o'clock on that Sunday. And both are taking place at the American Legion Hall there in Luzerne.
Yes, they are. It's growing bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
We love Mod Eaters right here in Luzerne. It's a favorite, but it's getting a little bit too big for them. So make sure you stop in there and at least tell them guys hi and have a great dinner while you're there.
You betcha. Well, now you mentioned wanting to get people out into the woods. You've also kind of expressly done that through the one-day youth squirrel hunt, which takes place on that Saturday during that weekend.
That is a great way to get a kid outside.
Yeah.
Get them kids out there. They need to be, guardian by parents. You know the rules of the road.
Sure.
By the DNR. But it's a $10 entry fee, and it's $100 for the first place prize, which again is done on mystery weight.
Mm-hmm.
You get $5 back for every squirrel you bring in.
Nice.
So to get your $10 back is pretty easy. Plus, you're going to get a door prize. We try to really, really build it up for the kids. We need to get more kids outdoors and get more kids into hunting.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Now, that takes place on Saturday, February 25th. Now, where do they bring those to? How does that work for them? Where do they need to bring those squirrels to?
Everything's hubbed out of Luzerne Hardware.
Okay.
Dave and Marlene will take
sure.
care of you there. You'll be able to bring your squirrels in. We'll have a judge there. He'll look them over, make sure everything's legit.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a mystery weight for it. You'll get paid for the squirrels that you brought in. And again, we don't want to get too much into the rules details.
Nah.
Dave and Marlene can explain all that
sure.
to you. Or you can go online and look up Luzerne Area Predator Roundup and get all the rules and even get a registration form printed out. And then you can call in and get it paid or make arrangements to get paid that your money's in there. And then you're up here for the hunt. And you can go anywhere in the state and hunt. That's what a lot of people think. They just got to hunt around here. No, you can go statewide. We have people hunting in the Thumb. We have people hunting up by Mackinac. A lot of them over towards Alpena. We're just the hub for this.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Now, you mentioned a phone number. You mentioned some websites where they can get more information. Let's get into those details, where they can learn more and how they can get registered for this.
Yes. I'm sure everybody's got a lot of questions. If they call Dave and Marlene at Luzerne Hardware, 989-826- 8050 or Doug at Bear Paw Cabins. Yeah. I don't have his number right here, but you can quickly Google that. Or you can go online, Luzerne Area Predator Roundup. Look under Luzerne Express. We've got a picture of the flyer and the rules sign-up sheet that you can print down also. So it's quite easy to find on Facebook or on the Internet.
Very good. Be a part of it. Luzerne Area Call to the Wild Predator Roundup, February 24th through the 26th, and the one-day youth squirrel hunt, Saturday, February 25th. And Mark Patello, Mark, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend, and we'll look forward to a great hunt in about 10 days or so.
Thanks for standing behind us on this and promoting this with us. And people, get outside. Get a kid outside and build a memory this weekend.